Now, you held key positions in the negotiations for Mexico to join NAFTA, the free trade area with Canada and the United States, 11 years ago. It may have been great news for exporters, but opponents say it's pushed hundreds, if not millions, of rural farmers out of business. They simply can't compete with the big U.S. grain producers who are government subsidized. Do you think you should have seen that coming?
The question of agricultural protectionism, European and American, is hurting us a lot. And that is the reason why we're having these problems with some of our corn and some of our wheat. Now, we're net importers of corn, mind you. We don't compete in the world markets. The problem is, when you subsidize the corn, you bring it in to Mexico, you're competing with our own producers who are not subsidized, or not subsidized to the same extent. And that is something which we have to address. We have to address it both with the Europeans, but also with the Americans.
Because so far NAFTA has been bad for millions of farmers.
Well, it's unfair competition, and there are mechanisms to address it. The problem is they subsidize it, and they have a lot more money to subsidize
it. It's not fair. It's something that the OECD perhaps could do something about. Agricultural subsidies are a massive issue.
As you very well know, the big fight between the United States and Europe is about agricultural dumping or agricultural protection, besides things like Boeing and EADS and things like that. But the big issue is about the agricultural protection, because politically, both the Europeans, as well as the Japanese, as well as the Americans, have a very, very strong agricultural lobby, and therefore it's very difficult for them to dismantle protectionism. But it's one of the most pernicious, most negative aspects of international world trade. We have